Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come in your home to tell you that if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. I believe that. That's the way I have lived for the last few years. I don't only preach it, but I believe it. And it's very important that you believe you have something to believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, we've got some sad news to tell you today. We've lost our great-granddaughter, Keely Faith Mounts. That's Adam's little girl, and Tiffany Peters' little girl, and I had their funeral yesterday. It was hard. I'm going to be telling you more about that in just a little bit. But right now, let's go and listen to this song right here. And if you don't believe the heaven is real, then you don't want to hear what I got to say next, because we were over at the home the other night, over at the hospice house. She took sick, very sick, on Saturday night. And we went over there, and I'll tell you something mysteriously happened. Martha and I just sensed the presence of Martha so close to that place, and I believe in angels. I believe that when she passed, I believe that Martha came down and took her home to be with her. I said, well, that's a great assurance in knowing that she is in the arms of Jesus with Martha right now. And that's why I'm going to do this song for you. Heaven is real.
A life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, the Bible says, and I there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe there's a place that's prepared for the pure and how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And though how my heart thrills to know heaven is real.
Yes, sir. in Israel. I was there at the home, and I'll tell you, I could sense the presence of Martha so clearly. And if you don't believe that, you might as well turn the radio off right now, because I believe in angels. The Bible said the angel of the Lord encampeth about them that love him. And I believe the angel of the Lord encamps about us. I believe that God gives us guardian angels. And I just sensed the presence of Martha so close in that place, because I told him, I said, well, if Martha was living, she'd been the first one there, because she loved her grandchildren. And Keeley Faith was a fine little girl. She was only going on 10 years old, but she was born demobilized, and she just never had a chance, really, and her lungs collapsed, and then she got pneumonia. And Saturday night they came in and said that she was critical, and they rushed her over to the hospice house, and she passed away on the 6th. Of this month. So, hey, this is a big month. My her daddy, he had a birthday on the 4th of this month, and then I've got a birthday on the 17th this month, and now Keeley Faith has passed away on the 6th of this month. So this is an important month, seemed like, in our life. February is, but anyhow, I just want to dedicate this whole entire broadcast to her memory. I'm going to remember her as long as I live, and I thank you that have prayed for me and supported me in this radio ministry. You've been good to me, and I know that my mother would say thank you for being good to my son. Well, that's kind of a little bit of humor, but listen, I love you, and I hope that you love me and stand by me, okay?
To Calvary, why was his life blood shed for me? Why did he suffer as no man ever done? There's just one reason. I am the one who loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. When I am sad, he loves me. Even when I'm bad, he loves me. When it seems no one cares for me as he does, I talk with Jesus. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me.
Yes, sir. The love of God that's shed abroad in our heart by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I'm dedicating this whole entire broadcast to my great-granddaughter, Keeley Faith Mounts, who passed away and was buried yesterday. And I want you to pray for Adam and Tiffany. They've had a rough time, but she never was well. She was born sick and went through life well. She just never had a good day at all. So we're remembering her memory. And I told you a while ago that Martha the presence of Martha was there. I don't know. I may be a little weird in my believing, but after all, we can believe what we want to. But I believe that Martha came down and as an angel and took her home at 2 o'clock. That morning she passed away in the hospice house, and I believe that Martha came down and took her home. I told my son, I said, well, you don't have to worry about her. I said, she's there with Martha, and Martha's taking care of her. And hey, her eyes have never seen the beauty that she saw. The Bible said, I have not seen or ear heard or has entered into the heart of those what God is in store for them. So I believe in heaven, people. I believe that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And we never know. I know that this week alone I've heard about a lot of people passing away. And you're in my prayers. I'm praying for you, and I hope you're praying for me. And it seems like every day our world is reeling and rocking and getting worse and worse every day. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. It's true. Our church is declining. It seems like there's no concern anymore about it. But listen, the Bible said, which appointed unto man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. So if you're not ready to meet God, oh, my friend, I hope you get ready to meet God, because it is appointed to you to meet God, and you're going to have to meet him. I know that I was asked the other day, he said, well, can you say that heaven is real? I said, yes. You mean there is a heaven? I said, absolutely. You believe that? I said, I absolutely do believe that. And, well, what if it isn't? I said, well, what if it is? And that's the gamble we take, but I believe that heaven is real. City that is made four square. It's going to be a great reunion there when we do meet on the other side of eternity. I remember that my good friend Ernie Barley said, that's the strutest preacher I've ever known. But when I get on the streets of gold, my friend, you don't know what strutting is. I'm going to strut up the streets of gold. I'm going to look at the walls of jasper. First of all, I want to go see Jesus. I want to touch his nail-scarred hand. I want to know that he's real and he died especially just for me. So I'm looking forward to that time. I'm not in no hurry now, but listen, it pays me to be ready because I know not the hour the Son of Man is coming. So let's do another song for you, and then we're going to do a message for you.
Here with happy days we've known. In spring I watch for the roses red, when fades the lilac blue. And in early fall when the brown leaves fall, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I would remain to finish with a scroll, no lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, but memory is one gift of God that even death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I would remain for the battles to be fought, each thing you touched along the way, there'll be a hollow spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, and though blindly I may grope, but the memories of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I would remain, one thing I'd have you do, just walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step that you take, that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Again, we're doing the broadcast today in the memory of my great-granddaughter, Keeley Faith Mounts. That's Adams and Tiffany Mounts, his little girl who passed away. Her funeral, had her funeral yesterday, and I told you she was over in the hospice house. She turned real bad Saturday night. She had pneumonia, had a collapsed lung, and so many things went wrong with her. But anyhow, we miss her, and I walked in the home the other night, and I felt so, Martha's presence was so real to me. I was amazed at her presence, how real it really was. But then she went home to be with the Lord at 2:00 the next morning. So I'm thanking God for that. Now, you may not believe in angels, but I believe that Martha came down and took her great-granddaughter home to be with her. And she's with her today, and they're basking in the presence of Almighty God.
Not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Ecclesiastes, the book of wisdom and the book of understanding. In the Bible, you will find in Ecclesiastes that this great man of God believed there was a time and a purpose for everything under the sun. The Bible is the book of history. The Bible is a book that tells us about God. In the very first verse of the Bible, it said, "In the beginning, God." It tells us that God is always watching over us. It tells us that Christ is always with us. It tells us that we have been given the Holy Spirit that is given to guide us in all that we do. You see, it was a plan and it was a purpose for everything under the sun. It's been said that God planned it. Christ purchased it. But the Holy Spirit seals it until the day of redemption. The Bible said, "Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways." The Bible also says that we must love the Lord and trust in him with all of our heart, that we must not lean to our own understanding. Our ways are not God's ways. God's ways have got to become our ways. We must search for the real meaning. We must search for the truth, because Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I settled a question many years ago. I come to realize that I'm not big enough to handle my own life. I needed to turn my life over to Christ. God is in control, and the plan that God is working in my life is working, because you see, God has more wisdom, more understanding, more compassion, and I can fully depend upon Him. In verse 5, it says that we must have complete confidence in God. That the Bible said that he that cometh to God must believe that God is a rewarder to them that will diligently seek Him. But what is faith? Faith is having complete confidence in God. Faith is seeing through the eye of faith that the human eye cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things that are not seen. It is hard to trust in someone that you don't know. You see, we cannot put our confidence and trust in just anybody. I know that my friends have failed me. I've had times when my family has failed me. There has been times when I have failed my family. There has been times when people have said, "Can I truly trust in Him?" It was a time when you could have a handshake. There was a sale made, a good handshake, because there was confidence in the contract. But today, you better get it in writing, because our handshakes today are not trustworthy like they were before. And today, we need to have more confidence and trust in God. We need to know Him, because to know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to trust Him. We must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our minds, and our spirit. You remember the young ruler who came to Christ and said, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What doth the law say?" And he said, all of these I have kept from my youth up. But yet Jesus said, "One thing thou lackest." You see, if it wasn't his riches, it wasn't his power, but he simply did not love others. The Bible said we must love our neighbor as ourself. And to love him is to trust him. When I put my confidence and trust in my family, that's saying that I trust them. To know him is to obey him. Because the Bible said obedience is much better than sacrifice. We claim to love God. We claim that we trust God. And yet we turn in every direction when disaster comes. We must turn to Him, the author, the finisher of our faith. Notice in verse 5, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." Do we totally and completely turn it over to God? Do we acknowledge that if God is for us, there is no power that can stand against us? Do we pray in the time of our decisions? Do we pray when we're not financially in need, or do we pray when we're not physically sick? Do we only pray when we are the sickest, when we are the brokest? That's when we turn to God and say, "God, help me, because I have a great need." Do we need to ask God for our blessings? Do we need to ask God for our healing? I believe that it's good to ask, because Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you." But there are certain directions.
Oh, the city drums all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Our Father, we're thankful today for the broadcast. We hope that we've helped someone along the way. We remember our great-granddaughter in prayer. And Lord, we're thankful for her mom and dad and how loving they was to her, and they took good care of her, God, but you seem fit to take her home. So Lord, I'm praying for my unseen audience. I don't know who's listening today, but we're praying for all of our friends. We're so thankful for this broadcast, how many years we've been on this radio, and you're still carrying us right on, and we're thankful for that. We thank you for everyone who has paid and prayed and helped us along the way. And we're thankful, Lord, most of all, we hope that there's some sinner today who is trying to make it home. And all they got to do is confess their sin and believe in their heart that God has raised them from the dead, and they shall be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, again, we're doing this broadcast in memory of our great-granddaughter who was buried Saturday morning, did the funeral, and he'd done a great job. And we're praying for Adam and Tiffany, and you pray for them too. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Came to dwell among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.